Beta 3-18. Don't forget to mail the letter. Mr. Jones was going to work. His wife gave him a letter. She often gave him letters to mail. Please mail this on the way to the bus stop, she said. I won't forget, he answered. I know I always forget. I have kept letters in my pocket for many days, but I will not forget to mail this one. Mrs. Jones smiled. I don't think you will, she said. Mr. Jones put the letter in his pocket. Goodbye, he said. Goodbye, said Mrs. Jones. She closed the door, and she was smiling. Mr. Jones walked slowly down the street. Soon, a man came up behind him. When he walked by, the man looked back and smiled. Don't forget to mail the letter, he said. Then a girl walked by. She turned and smiled too. Now remember the letter, she said. Mr. Jones thought to himself, Why are they smiling at me? And how do they know I have a letter to mail? At last, he came to a mailbox. He put the letter in it and began to walk again. But once more, a woman spoke to him. Did you mail your letter? She asked. Yes, I did. I just mailed it, said Mr. Jones. But this time, he became very cross. Then I can take this from your back, said the woman. She took a large piece of paper from Mr. Jones' back and showed it to him. It said, Ask him to mail a letter. Mrs. Jones put the paper on Mr. Jones' back just before he left home. Her letter did not stay in his pocket. Mr. Jones was going to work. His wife gave him a letter. She often gave him letters to mail. Please mail this on the way to the bus stop, she said. I won't forget, he answered. I know I always forget. I have kept letters in my pocket for many days. But I will not forget to mail this one. Mrs. Jones smiled. I don't think you will, she said. Mr. Jones put the letter in his pocket. Goodbye, he said. Goodbye, said Mrs. Jones. She closed the door and she was smiling. Mr. Jones walked slowly down the street. Soon, a man came up behind him. When he walked by, the man looked back and smiled. Don't forget to mail the letter, he said. Then a girl walked by. She turned and smiled too. Now remember the letter, she said. Mr. Jones thought to himself, Why are they smiling at me? And how do they know I have a letter to mail? At last he came to a mailbox. He put the letter in it and began to walk again. But once more a woman spoke to him. Did you mail your letter? She asked. Yes, I did. I just mailed it, said Mr. Jones. But this time he became very cross. Then I can take this from your back, said the woman. She took a large piece of paper from Mr. Jones' back and showed it to him. It said, Ask him to mail a letter. Mrs. Jones put the paper on Mr. Jones' back just before he left home. Her letter did not stay in his pocket.